HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
जब से हमने क्रिप्टो करेंट शुरू करा है, सबसे ज्यादा सवाल हमारे पास NFT और मेटावर्स के आए हैं। और NFT और मेटावर्स बहुत ही न्यू और एक इवॉल्विंग स्पेस है, और क्योंकि ये न्यू और इवॉल्विंग स्पेस है, यहाँ पे जितने भी लोग इस स्पेस के अंदर इन्वॉल्व हैं, वो मोस्टली यंगस्टर्स हैं। आज हमारे साथ ऐसे ही एक गेस्ट हैं, जिनका नाम है अभिषेक एवर्स भास्कर। ये NFT और मेटावर्स में ना केवल इंडिया में बट ग्लोबली काफी फेमस हैं। ये इंडिया के फर्स्ट जनरेशन और लीडिंग बीट बॉक्सर, मास्टर ऑफ सेरेमनी यानी MC, डिजाइनर एंड क्रिएटर ऑफ द मेटावर्स प्रोजेक्ट, वर्ल्ड्स फर्स्ट एवर बीटबॉक्सिंग जनरेटेड डिजिटल आर्ट NFTs, और साथ ही साथ ये अवार्ड विनिंग आर्किटेक्ट, 3D वर्ल्ड बिल्डर और एक लीडिंग NFT आर्टिस्ट भी हैं। इन्होंने रिसेंटली 20 NFTs भी लिए, जिनके बारे में इन्होंने सोशल मीडिया पे डाला था, जहां से मुझे पता चला। और ये पहले एवर बीटबॉक्सर भी हैं जिन्होंने यूनाइटेड नेशंस के साथ एक कोलैबोरेशन प्रोजेक्ट पे काम किया, जहां 1200 सिंगर्स थे। अगर मैं आपको इनके बारे में और बताऊं तो इनके इंट्रोडक्शन के लिए मैं काफी ज्यादा चीजें बता सकता हूँ। ये एक्स यूथ ब्रांड एम्बेसडर रहे हैं एडिडास, ओरिजिनल्स एंड JBL के। करेंटली ये काम कर रहे हैं बी फॉर बीटबॉक्स एंड डर्ट लैब के लिए, एंड ही इज द फर्स्ट इंडियन बीटबॉक्सर एवर टू बी फीचर्ड इन अ कमर्शियल ऑफ पेप्सी। जी हाँ, जिसकी प्यास है बड़ी। अभिषेक ऑल्सो होस्टेड द बिगेस्ट बीटबॉक्सिंग वर्कशॉप एट VR मॉल विद ओवर 3500 पार्टिसिपेंट्स, अलॉन्ग विद विराट कोहली, क्रिस गेल एंड रणवीर सिंह। सो अभिषेक, वेलकम टू द क्रिप्टोकरेंट पॉडकास्ट। इवन बिफोर हम NFT और मेटावर्स पर जाएं, मेरा सबसे पहला सवाल ये है कि आपकी जर्नी कैसे शुरू हुई?
Yeah, so firstly, thank you so much for having me, Srijan. It's a pleasure. We've discussed NFTs, Web3 wala stuff a couple of times before. And it's great that we're doing this for the people so that we can have, one day we can have mass adoption of Web3 in its entirety. So I'm really excited for that. Thank you so much for having me on board. And yeah, the way I introduce myself is I do two things in life. Main sirf do cheez karta hun in my life. That is beatboxing and design. So, jin logon ko beatboxing nahi pata hai, wo basically wo beatboxing hota hai. So that is in its purest essence is beatboxing, and the other one is I'm a designer. So I lead the life of Batman, right? So I'm a designer by day and a beatboxer by night. And how I got started off, in this entire space is I started off beatboxing when I was in my 10th standard. Slowly I started performing at events, and I told it because back then no one knew what beatboxing was. Even today when I perform, I ask people, how many of you know what is beatboxing? Just like how I asked you here, right? So for many people still don't know what is beatboxing, and this is my way of spreading the art form across India, and in hopes that one day when I ask the question, no one's hands will be up. So everyone knows what beatboxing is. So yeah, that's how it started off. And I've been in the industry for the past 12 years now. And thank you for the great introduction. So I started when I was 15, and now I'm 27. So it's been a good 12 years. And yeah, the introduction was incredible. And I've performed with Virat Kohli, Ranveer Singh, Chris Gayle, and all these people. And we did a workshop at VR Mall, which was India's biggest workshop, which had over 3,000 plus participants. Like, the entire mall was full. So yeah, it was an incredible experience. And I'm grateful to be here doing a Web3 podcast with the man himself.
Yeah, this is lovely, Abhishek. In fact, I'm super impressed. आपने 15 साल की उम्र में beatboxing शुरू करा, and beatboxing एक ऐसी चीज़ है जो मुझे कुछ ही साल पहले पता चली थी. So this is super impressive. Beatboxing से NFT और metaverse की तरफ ये direction कब change हुई और कैसे change हुई?
So जब मैंने architecture complete किया था, जब मेरा internship होता रहा, तो that time remember after lunch break during the internship had this eureka moment saying that why not fuse beatboxing and architecture together. Back then it was architecture, but now it's become design. So design is the larger umbrella of architecture jo hota hai. So that is when I approached my co-intern. His name is Daksh Nagpal. So he was the guy who could actually visualize what was there in my head. He showed me, like, you know, how it is that we can do it. And back then, the software which I used to work on was very simple and basic. So it was a beautiful experience. But again, that got pushed till 2020. Because after internships, you are busy with work and you won't have time to finish your research work because there is no profit in research, is the common notion, right? So I kept procrastinating and push karta raha. And up until 2020, when the pandemic began, entertainment industry is the first industry that gets hit because it is such a public space, right? So all artists across the world were jobless. No one had any work. And that is when crypto started booming as well. So that was good. But as an artist, you still need that creative satisfaction of doing something and, you know, fulfilling your inner desire for, you know, inventing something, right? Or creating something. So that was the time when I realized, you know, let me push this research project, which I've been, you know, sort of procrastinating from 2016. And I never got to finish it. Let me finish this research paper. It was still a research paper back then. And that is when I realized that, you know, I came across this concept of digital ownerships. How can you own some asset on the blockchain and actually own it, not just a WhatsApp forward or an image, right? That is the very common misconception among people, that they think that it can be forwarded, they can just save it on their phone. Does not mean they actually own it, right? So that is when I came across this concept. I studied it and I got very, very interested. It was like, after beatboxing, this became very interesting for me. I could feel that same energy when my friend told me about beatboxing. And when someone showed me this concept of digital ownerships, I had that same energy as a 15, 16 year old. So I took that up, and that is when I came across NFTs. You know, that these are called NFTs. These can be owned on the blockchain. And very quickly after that, it was people who started the entire wave of NFTs with his $69 million. So right after that is when I launched my first NFT. It was called the MetaVoice project, MetaVoice 1. It allows you to see the human voice rather than only hear it. So even if I beatbox right now, you can only watch my lips move. You can't see the technical details. So with the MetaVoice project, you can actually see the technical details jo humne 6th or 7th standard mein padha tha, like the characteristics of sound. So amplitude, frequency, genre of music, all these different characteristics getting triggered. So the basic concept is, if you pinch someone, it hurts them, right? So in the MetaVoice project, the stimulus is the sort of beatboxing and the response is the 3D visual space. So that was my entry into, so to speak, the NFT and Web3 space. And this will be a lifelong research project is, if you can't hear music, right? So people who are differently abled, people who are deaf, people who are not able to hear music, one day they can see music from their eyes and they can create music for themselves. So that was the primary intent. And also, if you notice social interactions, right? So I think I've also done this. We are all moving towards a voice-based interaction, even on WhatsApp. We're not texting anymore. We're just sending voice notes to people and we're calling people because that is a much shorter time. Time is becoming a very important asset. Maybe more than crypto, but yeah. So, you know, we're sending voice notes. We are talking to Alexa. We're talking to Siri and all these other platforms where it is a more voice-based interaction because typing takes a lot of time. It's very slow. So we're moving towards a voice-based interaction. And I want MetaVoice to be the benchmark or the first wave of what exactly started this whole motion in place. So, yeah, that's the long-term goal of MetaVoice or what MetaVoice can be one day.
This is super interesting, Abhishek, and hats off, matlab, to be able to think of something like this or uspe fir kaam karna, and when the whole world was shutting down, aap entertainment industry mein the aur uske baad NFT apna banaya, MetaVoice. But yahan mujhe aapse ek cheez puchni hai, sawal puchna hai ki jab aap entertainment industry mein the, aapne apna ek NFT create kara, to wo process kaisa tha? Kyunki abhi tak humne jitne logon se suna hai, unhone NFT flips kare hain profit ke liye. हमने कभी किसी क्रिएटर से उनकी जर्नी नहीं पूछी कि उन्होंने NFT कैसे क्रिएट किया, फिर उसे कहाँ लिस्ट करा, फिर उसे सेल कैसे किया, वो पूरा प्रोसेस क्या होता है, एक बार आप उसके बारे में बताइए प्लीज.
जरूर, फॉर श्योर. सो व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड ऑफ, आई हैड द, इट्स इन माय केस इट वाज एन MP4 जो होता है, इट वाज नॉट एन इमेज. देयर आर डिफरेंट फॉर्मेट्स, व्हाटएवर कैन बी मेड इनटू अ डिजिटल एलिमेंट कैन बी सोल्ड एज एन NFT, नॉन फंजिबल टोकन. Right. So in my case, it was not just an image because it was a reaction. Reaction can be captured as a video. So along with the video, it also had an audio. So it is an MP4. Right. सो विद दैट आई हैड इट रेडी बट आई डिडंट नो वेयर एग्जैक्टली टू मिंट इट राइट, मतलब अपलोड करना एंड लिस्ट इट. तो थिंक ऑफ मिंटिंग एज पुटिंग इट ऑन एन आर्ट गैलरी ऑन द ब्लॉकचेन. तो विच आर्ट गैलरी आई हैड टू चूज, आई हैड नो आइडिया. एंड देर इज दिस ग्रुप कॉल्ड भारत फाइनेंस दैट वी आर फेमिलियर विथ. सो आई पुट अप अ क्वेश्चन देयर सेइंग दैट ओके माई एन एफ टी इज रेडी, हाउ डू आई टेक इट फॉरवर्ड, वेयर डू आई लिस्ट इट, बिकॉज आई हैड नो आइडिया. दिस वॉज वे बैक इन आई थिंक जैन ऑफ 2021, एंड दैट इज वेन आई आस्क द क्वेश्चन. एंड अगेन जो न्यू ईयर का फुल जोश होता है, सो आई आस्क लाइक गाइस आई वांट टू डू दिस, वेयर डू आई लिस्ट इट, वेयर डू आई डू दिस. सो दैट टाइम अ गुड फ्रेंड ऑफ आर्स सचिन जैन, सो ही सेड कलम इंट चेक करो. सो दैट वॉज वेन आई चेक कलम इंट डॉट आई ओ. इट्स अ एन एफ टी प्लेटफॉर्म ऑन द टेजोस ब्लॉक चेन. सो थिंक ऑफ ब्लॉक चेन्स एज different payment gateways. So, for example, Google Pay, Paytm, Bharat Pay, and Phone Pay, and all these platforms. Think of it as different blockchains. That is the easiest way to understand it. And I chose the Tezos blockchain because the minting cost, jo transaction ke liye pay karna hota hai, the gas fee was very less. So I chose to take up that platform because it is more eco-friendly at that time. And I chose Tezos blockchain and Kalamint platform, which is on the Tezos blockchain. So I minted my first NFT on April 3rd, 8:03 p.m. I still remember because when you mint an NFT, you can exactly see the timestamp, that exact second when your NFT is minted. So I minted and I was fortunate enough that the founder of Kalamint was in and I sat with him, and because I didn't want to mess up my first mint, I wanted it to be perfect. So I told him, let me come meet you, let help me mint my first NFT. And after that, I went back home. And then I was searching like because when you tell some person NFT, they're like, pagal, this aadmi is pagal, right? So I had to find someone who understands NFTs and then tell them about my project. Not sell any NFTs, but just talk to them about the project and show them, get some feedback. So as I was scrolling, I met this longtime friend called Gaurang Desai, and he had NFTs in his Instagram bio. So then I was like, okay, let me talk to him. Let me trouble him with my information. So I immediately called him up and told him that, you know, this is what I'm trying to do. This is my NFT project. This is my NFT artwork. So right after that, he saw it in the night. And in the morning, he just gave me a call. He's like, bro, send me your NFT link. And right after that, he purchased it. So for me, that was, a great moment that time, because I didn't expect that sort of a response. And, you know, he was like the kickstarter of this entire snowball, as so to speak. So right after that, many other people got interested and Metaverse got built into something which now everyone and majority of the people in the Web3 space, they know what it is, right? And they always connect Metaverse to Abverse because it is the world's first beatboxing digital art. No other beatboxer. I don't know if I'm the only Dumbo who can think of this, but yeah, so no other beatboxer tried to do something like this, who's both a beatboxer and a designer and sort of fuse these two things together. So yeah, that is what Metaverse ended up becoming, and it's been a almost 1 to 1.5 year journey right now in this NFT space.
Wow, this is really amazing. In fact, ये सुनके मुझे इतना मजा आया. और मेरा यहाँ पे एक और आपसे सवाल है. जैसे आपने बोला कि you sold your first NFT और आपके ही दोस्त गौरांग ने उसको खरीदा, तो अभी यहाँ पे बहुत सारे अलग अलग जो listeners हैं उनके मन में ये सवाल पक्का आएगा कि अभिषेक ने तो मिलियन डॉलर्स NFTs बेचे होंगे, क्योंकि जब हम NFTs को देखते हैं तो लोगों को जो कॉमन फेमस प्रोजेक्ट्स पता हैं, बोर्ड एप या फिर बाकी जितने फेमस प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं, वहाँ NFTs बहुत हाई वैल्यू के बिकते हैं. बट आप, मैं या जो बाकी लोग क्रिप्टो में टाइम स्पेंड करते हैं, हमें बताइए कि NFTs, सारे NFTs इतने हाई वैल्यू के नहीं बिकते, बहुत कम NFTs होते हैं, मोस्टली NFTs कम वैल्यू के सेल होते हैं. यहाँ पे तो फिर दो सवाल हैं. पहला, अगर एक नया क्रिएटर NFTs अपने सेल करना चाहता है, अकॉर्डिंग टू यू कितना एक रीजनेबल अमाउंट या कितना एक रीजनेबल वैल्यू ही कैन एक्सपेक्ट फॉर हिज NFT? सेकेंडली, जैसे हम बोलते हैं कि आर्ट सब्जेक्टिव होती है, ब्यूटी लाइज इन द आई ऑफ द बीहोल्डर, ये NFT की वैल्यूएशन कैसे होती है? कौन डिसाइड करता है कि इसकी इतनी ही वैल्यू होनी चाहिए?
सो फर्स्टली, बिफोर आई आंसर दैट क्वेश्चन, देयर आर टू कैटेगरीज ऑफ NFTs, राइट, दैट आई प्राइमरली दैट स्टार्टेड ऑफ आई वुड लाइक टू मेंशन. One is NFT artworks, where the artwork जो होता है वही utility होता है. So art is the utility in itself, right? So I come from that category. And then there are other membership based NFTs, where you have to collect the NFT to become a member of this, you know, exclusive club. So that is what Bored Ape Yacht Club, CryptoPunks and all these other projects, they are like that, because you get to be part of an exclusive 10,000 member or 8,000, jitna bhi NFT circulate hota hai. So that is your membership based NFTs, right? So I am part of this where I release very limited edition pieces because I am an artist, not a company, right? So Bored Ape Yacht Club is a company where they have one artist, one marketing head, one a lot of things, right? So in here, it's just me creating the artwork and me sharing it with people who want to collect it. So Bored Ape Yacht Club is a different thing, and you know, artists like me are a completely different breed of NFT artists. So yeah, so according to the valuation, right? And also nowhere close to being a millionaire, and that too now with the current market, I'm very way far away from being a millionaire. So yeah, just to answer that question. Okay, so now coming to this question of what should an NFT artist value their work as, that if someone can answer it, I will pay them $1 million whenever I make it, because there is no one strict answer to that question, right? Of course, in NFT projects, the standard that has been set is on Ethereum is 0.05 to say 0.1 to 0.25 maximum, right? Because it's at 10,000 pieces. So you can reduce it and you just make the layers and it will sort of, it will give you 10,000. The code will give you 10,000 NFTs. Whereas here I have to make everything one by one. And that's why these, the per NFT cost is higher in one-of-one utility art-based projects. And in utility, it is way lower because ultimately you're getting a membership out of that, right? You're getting to meet a lot of people. So for one-of-one artists or limited edition art NFT artists like me, the best way to value your work is through the community itself. The community will give you all the answers. You don't need to ask for anything. So even in this case, when I first discussed the thing with Gaurang, so we were discussing because I there was no fixed price. As I told you, I just minted it and I went back home. I never listed the pieces. So we had a discussion and, you know, I was like, what are you sort of comfortable paying for this? And back then, I think it was, and this was a 5-piece edition, by the way. So you have to keep that in mind. So for one edition, he was willing to pay, I think approximately it was around $400 to $500 back then, which is quite a bit for your first NFT sale, right? So he got that piece and I slowly started increasing it. So I, as a responsible artist, you always need to give a good deal for people who are willing to invest in you early, right? So because he invested in early, he got a good price. And then after 69 tezos, so that's what he bought it for. After 69 tezos, it moved to 99 tezos, the second edition. And the third edition moved to 111 tezos, 111. And then 151 tezos. And finally, I think the last edition of MetaVoice got sold for 222 tezos, right? So imagine, so I always wanted it to go up. That's why I'm trying to, even in terms of NFTs, it has to go the crypto way, right? So that's how it went. And then I started establishing my flow price. So the flow price, jo hota hai, it is the cheapest NFT that you can get from an artist or an NFT artist, right? So the flow price of mine was back then, this was when crypto was at its peak, was around anywhere from $1,750 to $3,000. That was the range you could get my NFTs at. Now people are getting it at $300, $400 as well. So because the crypto markets have dropped. So yeah, this was the best way I could value my art. But everyone has their own strategy because, again, you need to mingle with the community. Web3 is all about having and building a community. If you don't have a community, you can't sustain. No amount of paid ads or anything like that can sustain you know, properly in the Web3 space. So it's building your community. I was awake till 8 in the morning talking to people and, you know, sharing about my project and things like that on Clubhouse, Twitter Spaces and everything. So you have to put in the work. There is no easy sort of way to go about this. And you have to build a community from the ground up if you don't have a community. I didn't have a Web3 community when I started. So I had to build from scratch and build the community right from then and there.
This is super, super interesting और बहुत ही ज़्यादा valuable, because जिस तरीके से आपने सारी चीज़ें शेयर करी हैं अभिषेक, मुझे तो ये लग रहा है कि सबसे पहले एक कम्युनिटी होनी चाहिए, दूसरा गौरांग जैसे दोस्त होने चाहिए जो हमारे NFT खरीदें और फ्लोर प्राइस बढ़े, और तीसरा एक पेशेंस होनी चाहिए, क्योंकि आपने जनवरी 2021 में शुरू करा, आज हम यहाँ पे ये एपिसोड जून एंड 2022 में रिकॉर्ड कर रहे हैं, तो लगभग 1.5 साल हो गया आपको ये करते हुए। यहाँ पर मेरे पास काफ़ी इंटरेस्टिंग सवाल हैं NFTs से रिलेटेड। आपने कम्युनिटी की बात करी, आपने मार्केटिंग की बात करी और बाकी सारी चीज़ों के ऊपर, पर मैं अपने लिसनर्स को बताना चाहूँगा कि ये एपिसोड हम करेंगे यहीं पे ख़त्म। ये सारे आंसर्स मिलेंगे आपको इसके नेक्स्ट एपिसोड में।
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.